Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take one word out of the Bible and we take a few scriptures, expound on it, kind of give you an idea of what God was saying and what he meant and what he was thinking. So the word today, believe it or not, is the word Satan, S-A-T-A-N. And I remember I've traveled for 33 years, and I know sometimes you go to New York, you go to big hotels, they don't have a 13th floor. They have a 12th floor, a 14th floor, a 15th floor. They won't have a 13th floor because people think 13's unlucky, and they won't stay on the 13th floor. So I tell people, well, just because it's not 13 doesn't mean it's not the 13th floor. You can call it 14 all day long. It's still the 13th floor. And by the way, I tell people 13's a good number. It's a lucky number. My dad had that number in football. I loved it. I had to reverse it. I had 31 instead of 13 when I played football. But 13's a good number. They walked around the walls of Jericho once a day for 6 days. And on day 7, they walked around it 7 times. Well, 7 and 6 is 13. How many times did they walk around the walls of Jericho before the walls fell down? 13. It's not an unlucky number. It's a God number. God made numbers. God made numerology. 13 is a good number. It's not a bad number. So I like the number 13. I've always liked it. You know, people say, ooh, isn't that unlucky? No. No, you don't know God very well, do you? Because it's a very good number. So we're going to talk on the word Satan today. So people say, ooh, you shouldn't do that. Why? We need to know who our enemy is. Don't be ignorant of your enemy's devices, what he's doing, what he's thinking. So the Bible tells a lot about it from Genesis to Revelation. So we're going to find out some stuff today that's going to be really helpful to you. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, most all these scriptures are come from the New Living Translation. It's my favorite translation. I have not left the King James. I still study the King James. I just don't speak King James. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Stay alert. Watch out, your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. What's Satan trying to do? Trying to devour people, take them out, kill them all. He doesn't like humans. The devil hates all babies. The devil hates newborn babies, no people, just lying. He's an equal opportunity hater. He's a murderer, a thief, and a liar, John 10:10. He steals, he kills, he destroys. Nothing good in him. One day he's going to go to a bottomless pit and he's going to boil in oil for eternity. So watch out for your great enemy, the devil, prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for somebody to devour. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Job chapter 1, verse 6. One day the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser Satan came with them. Now Satan's already been cast out of heaven. He's lost his position. But the angels were coming and reporting to God. Well, Satan showed up. Job chapter 1 and verse 7. God asked Satan, where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I've been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on. The devil doesn't take a nap either. Been watching everything that's going on. Fascinating. Matthew chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Satan's tempting Jesus. He's in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights. The devil comes from the last day and he's starting to tempt him. So he takes him to a high place, shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan tells Jesus, if you'll bow down, I'll give all this to you. Number one, the devil's a liar. He never tells the truth, ever, not even remotely. He's lying. He doesn't own it anyhow. He says, bow down, I'll give you all this. I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. Jesus replied, get out of here, Satan, Jesus told him, for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. So how did Jesus fight the devil? With the spoken word of God. How did he resist him? With the spoken word of God. How do you resist the devil? With the spoken, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. That's the only weapon we possess, the word of God. Ooh, that's good. Mark chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Mark chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. The Spirit then compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness, where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was out among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. He's going to be tempted by the what? Satan. Why are you going out? Well, I need to square up. I'm here as a man. I'm going to go to the cross. I'm going to sucker the devil into killing me. And then 3 days later, I'm going to come out of the grave. Jesus didn't deserve to die. He had never sinned. But the devil killed him. The Bible says, had the devil known, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory, 1 Corinthians 7. He never would have, man, it cooked his goose and he killed Jesus because Jesus did not deserve to die. The devil doesn't understand it. He's a fallen angel. He can't read everything. You don't read your mind, but he can hear your words. So watch your words. Keep your mouth shut. So Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Luke 10, 18. They were asking Jesus, have you ever seen the devil when he's here on earth doing his earthly ministry, 33 and a half years? Have you ever seen the devil? He said, yes, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. What'd you do? I saw him get fired from his job. He was the anointed cherubim that covered. Got Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. Lucifer was the anointed cherubim that covered. He's over all the angels. He's full of wisdom, perfect and beauty, in charge of wealth, charge of music. He was the anointed cherub that covered. One day he got a stupid thought, and he goes to the angelic union hall. And he said, and the Bible said there's so many angels, you cannot count them. They're innumerable. You can't count them. There's too many. And so he goes to the angelic union hall and says, boys, I can take this old man talking about God. I've sat over his throne for eons of time, and I can take him. And the Bible says one-third of the innumerable angels stood up and says, we think you can too. And Lucifer let a rebellion in heaven and tried to remove God from his throne. And that's what that is. You ever see the devil? Jesus said, yes. What'd he look like? He got fired from his job. He got cast out of heaven, and I saw him fall. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1, the earth was void and without form. Well, you got to know God. God makes nothing void and without form. What happened to the earth? Satan came to this planet, he tore it up. God has to recreate it to put Adam and Eve in. The Garden of Eden was a recreation, puts Adam and Eve in the garden. Of course, there's a whole other sermon on that. But the devil tore this place up. God has to recreate it. So Luke 13, verse 16. This dear woman, daughter of Abraham, has been held bondage by Satan for 18 years. Isn't it right that she should be released even on the Sabbath? It was on the Sabbath. Jesus is healing. The religious people didn't believe he should heal on the Sabbath. It's a very holy day. And so this woman's come to him. And so she's got an issue of blood. She's been bleeding, floating to death for 18 years. And so this dear woman, Jesus said, this dear woman, a daughter of Abraham, has been held in bondage by Satan. What made her sick? The devil. Who made her sick? The devil. Did God make her sick? No. God never makes anybody sick. Well, I've heard people say, well, God will make you sick to teach you something. No, he doesn't. God draws the unbeliever out of his goodness. God never uses sickness, disease, death, or dying to lead anybody to him. God is a good God. He draws the unbeliever out of his goodness, not out of death and dying and famine and disease. So it said, this woman's been held in bondage by Satan for 18. Jesus said, this woman's been held in bondage by Satan. God didn't do this to her. Satan's done this to her. And she got delivered that day. It was really good. Luke 22, verse 3. Then Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12 disciples. Why did he go stupid? Satan went into it. How'd he do that? He led him. Judas led him in. Luke 22, 31. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you each like wheat. So Jesus is having this conversation. He's getting ready to go to the cross. It's down the end of his ministry. And so he's stuck into Simon. He liked Peter. He got stuck his foot in his mouth a lot, but he liked him. Simon, Simon, Satan has come to me. Jesus is talking. Jesus said, hey, Simon, Satan's come to me. What? Yeah, I'm son of God, but Satan's come to me. He's asked to sift you like wheat. He wants to sift you. What are you going to do? Not going to let him. That's real good. I like this. John chapter 12, verse 31. John 12, 31. The time for judging this world has come when Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. the time for judging this world has come when Satan, the current ruler of this world, why is there so much hell on earth, Dad? Well, Satan's in charge. Why are there so many wars? Satan's in charge. Why are so many orphanages? Satan's in charge. Why are there so many hospitals? Satan's in charge. He kills, steals, and destroys. John 10, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 4, 4. Satan is the temporary, not permanent, god of this planet. How did he get it? Took it over from Adam and Eve when Adam and Eve sinned. He became the legal god of this planet, little g. But his lease is running out. It's a great story. It's in the Bible. So, Romans 16, verse 20. Romans 16, verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 4. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They're unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. I will start off the verse with 2 Corinthians 4, 4. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. How come they don't believe Satan's blinded their minds? You need to command blindness to be removed from their minds. I pray for my brothers all the time, Lord, take blindness from their minds, enlighten the eyes of understanding, send labors across their path, talk to them when they go to sleep and they wake up. I know how to do it because it's in the Bible. What's wrong? Satan's blinded their mind. I need to command that blindness to be removed. Ooh, that's so good. 1 Timothy 5, verse 15. 1 Timothy 5, verse 15. For I am afraid that some of them have already gone astray and now follow Satan. What's he talking to? Talking to Timothy about the believers that are around him? He's talking to Timothy about the believers that are around him. He said, I'm afraid that some of them have already gone astray and now follow Satan. They were following me, but now they're following Satan. Good people can go stupid. Happens every day. Revelation 12, verse 9. Revelation 12, verse 9. This great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all of his angels. God cast them out, threw them down the earth with all of his angels. Revelation 20, verse 3. Revelation 20, verse 3. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked, so Satan could not deceive the nations anymore until 1,000 years were finished. Afterward, he must be released for a little while. So there'll be 1,000-year reign of Jesus on this planet. After those 7 years tribulation, there'll be 1,000-year reign of Jesus. We're going to reign with him. Where's the devil? Bottomless pit. He'll be let out right at the end, but now he's in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 10. Revelation 20, verse 10. Then the devil, who had deceived them, was thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet. And they there will be tormented day and night forever and ever. What's going to happen to him? Well, it says right here, a lake of burning sulfur. It's a lake of burning sulfur. How long is it going to be in there? Forever. Tormented day and night. Where's the devil going? Going to the burning lake of sulfur. That's his end. Where I'm going? Going to heaven? Where's your family? Going to heaven. Going to rule and reign with Jesus. Going to walk the pearly streets of gold. Going to walk next to all those fruit trees around that river. It's going to be amazing. We're going to live forever. And it's going to be incredible. So sometimes you need to tell the devil where he's going. You know, you're going to hell. You're going to go to the fiery pit. I'm going to heaven. It's going to be a blessed time. Guys, thanks for listening today. Join us next time. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.